I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth, stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ, I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Reporting for duty, sir. Jesse Romero will be out all week. I've got special guests filled in the whole week. It's going to be some great shows. Today, we're going to be asking Father Altman for his latest 9-minute video. You're going to watch this today, and you're going to be blown away by what he has to say. He's waking up a sleeping giant. Also, I got word that I won't even give that news yet. I'll wait later. Also, I wanted to say I promoted the movie Infidel by Jim Caviezel. I watched it with my wife over the weekend, and wow, that was a powerful movie that we'll talk a little bit about that if we get time. Also, I've got Father Charles Murr. Father Murr, are you with us? Not yet. Father Charles Murr is going to be joining us in just a minute, and we're looking forward to having him. He's always great to have on. And we're also going to cover from a priest's perspective, what is Archbishop Vigano's has he done? I mean, I think of Father Jim Altman and how he came out, and so many good Orthodox priests are standing up and speaking the truth and having courage to do it. So I think that that's very fruitful, and I'm going to have Father Murr talk in the third segment, about Archbishop Vigano's latest letter, and that'll be a very interesting one. Let me know when Father Murr is with us, and we'll read the gospel. He reads it so beautifully. Father Murr, are you with us? Not yet. All right. Okay, great. Okay, Father Murr, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Father Murr, are you there?
I am.
Oh, there. Praise God. Thank you, Father Murr. I was just kind of setting the stage for today with Archbishop Vigano's latest letter and also Father Jim Altman and his latest video that came out. Kind of waking up a sleeping giant. And I just mentioned that it seems like Archbishop Vigano is waking up a lot of priests to have courage to speak out and realizing even when priests speak out, and I've got some stories here to verify this, that they seem to be punished rather than praised when they clean something up in the church, which is telling you the condition of the church. So we need to be praying even harder for our leaders in the church. But before we do that, Father Murr, Jesse and I call it soul food. It's the gospel of the day, and because today is a feast of St. Matthew, the apostle and evangelist, there's a special reading from, yes, Matthew chapter 9, verse 9 to 13, and I would love to ask Father Murr if he could read and proclaim that gospel for us and then give us commentary.
I would be honored.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed him. While he was at table in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician. The sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's a powerful little call from the gospel, Father. I'm just going to ask you to give commentary and see if did that gospel also touch you as a follower of Christ when you were a younger man? Did this, because I know I have my own experience from this particular reading, but how about you?
It, Well, I'll tell you what it did to me when I heard it as an adult.
Yeah.
I thought to myself when I really heard it, listened to it.
Yeah.
What a dynamic personality this man God must have had to simply say, look at somebody. Can you imagine the look of Christ looking directly into Christ's eyes and him looking into yours and saying, follow me.
Yeah.
And you get up and follow him?
Mm.
I mean, you know, when we were in high school and in college, every once in a while you would meet somebody. In those days, they called this somebody with a magnetic personality.
Yeah.
You know, it was, I don't know what he or she had, but when he or she entered a room, whatever it was, they had it.
Yep.
And they were the center of people gravitated toward them. They told the funniest jokes, everything. There was a magnetism about them. Forget that. Imagine what our Lord had to say to someone who's not even religious, because he was a tax collector. So he really lost all contact with the Jews. The Jews hated him. He was collecting taxes for Rome, not for the Jews.
Right.
Right. They hated him. For this man to leave his post and simply leave everything and follow Christ, what a personality he must have had. And our Lord did this also with the other apostles. Follow me. Follow me. Just, he would find them. He knew who they were, which ones they were. He said the same thing to Judas also. Let's not forget that our Lord called Judas. Okay?
Yes, he did.
Very important. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Called him to be a friend.
Yep.
Judas didn't know how to do that, didn't respond to it. But that's what he was called to be. This is dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
There's also something else that's in this gospel, Terry, that I think is, I don't think, it is very rich.
Yeah.
There's so often I hear Christ speaking, I would call it tongue-in-cheek. This is me. I may be wrong, okay? But
mm-hmm.
the way I hear it, it seems to me that he's using just a little bit of sarcasm or a little bit of irony.
Right.
When he says to these people, don't worry, to the Pharisees, I didn't come for you.
Mm-hmm.
I came for the sick. I came for sinners.
Right.
I didn't come for the righteous. I didn't come for the righteous. Well, the problem is that those people were not righteous themselves.
Right.
So it's not that Christ came just for one group and for another group not. He came for sinners. All of us belong to that category. Only the Pharisees didn't think they did. Too bad for them, but they did. And they belong to it in spades.
Yes.
They belong to it even more because they weren't aware of it and they were hypocrites.
Right.
So when Christ says, I've come to call sinners, not the righteous, it's not that there are righteous who don't need salvation. We all are not righteous, all right?
Amen.
And we're all in that group of sinners. And I think, and he said that I can see the look on his face with just a little bit of irony in it, in the eye, right?
Yep.
Anyway.
Great stuff.
Those are my thoughts.
Well, thank you, Father. And I have to just say that when I read this gospel also, even as a layman, not as a priest or a sister, I think follow me is encouraging words to say, you know, pick up your cross, follow me. In other words, I put other things aside. And I think that this gospel is very appropriate because we live in a world that's very distracting. Entertainment, we could be, you know, watching movie after movie on our phone or on our computers and just wasting our time when here Jesus Christ is giving us an invitation to follow him. He's given us the Bible through his church to get to know. It's his love letter to us. And I ask the question, am I spending enough time reading his word when he says, follow me? And I think to myself, I better get my act together and really, you know, work harder at following him and him alone, because he talks about the tax collectors, okay? And my only comment on that is it seems in our church we have some tax collectors who are worried more about the financials than the spiritual. And I just want to, I'm not pointing fingers, I'm just saying we've kind of gone away to being like, I want to make sure, you know, that my flock is not sick physically rather than not sick spiritually. And I think we need to get that gospel straight, especially in today's church. Father Murr, I know I'm pointing fingers here, but I want to also bring in Fulton Sheen. He kind of has that same theme. He says something like this, well, let's bring Fulton Sheen in on that choo-choo train, if we can. Oh, Sheen ahead. And Father, you make the comment, and we got another minute, and then we're going to have Father James Altman's story after this break. But it says, if I were not a Catholic and were looking for a true church in the world today, I would look for the one church which did not get along well with the world. In other words, I would look for the church which the world hates. Father Murr, when I read that to do the prep for the show, it was like, that says it all. We can't be one with the world. What are your thoughts?
That's it. Yeah, look, our Lord said this too. Can you imagine anybody recruiting for IBM, for the military, for anything, anything, saying, listen, join us, you won't, there'll be no pay, and everyone will hate you.
Sign me up.
And people join.
Exactly.
People join.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Father Murr.
Our Lord said, he said this.
Tell me.
Remember, when they hate you, they hated me before you. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
You're on the right side.
You got it. When we come back, Father Murr, let me just...
Sure.
Let me just interrupt you, because we've got a very powerful 9-minute clip from Father Altman that I want everyone to listen to carefully, because what he has to say ties right into Archbishop Vigano as a kind of like what we call a John the Baptist. And Father Altman nailed it. And I would support him, and also... Bishop Joseph Strickland is supporting this priest, and I want you to hear what he has to say in his latest video here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't turn that dial. It will inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus and his church.
Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we come to understand. According to St. Augustine, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. May God grant us a strong living faith in Him and His divine plan of salvation, and help us to believe so that we may understand.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jess is out of town all week. I've got special guests all week long. Father Murr is with us, and we're going to play a clip from Father Altman. He's the priest who has about 800,000 people watching a video he did about 2 weeks ago. And basically, he says you can't be a Catholic and a Democrat, and he points out why. And now this was, he's also been threatened with canonical penalties, and he's kind of defending himself. And I know Bishop Strickland supports him, one of our bishops on our network. But I want you to hear it for yourself, and then you be the judge.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, send your Spirit down upon us like the dewfall, that we may truly become one with your Son. That by the transforming power of the Holy Eucharist, we may strive to live up to our duty and our salvation, to be witnesses of our faith unto martyrdom. And we ask for this grace in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear family, it always is good to call upon the Holy Trinity whenever one arises at the start of the day, in the morning. We call it the morning offering. But also throughout the day, through a simple sign of the cross, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And especially at those most challenging times of any day when we are faced with our own personal climbs to Calvary. We all have them. So family, at this moment, allow me to respond to what has become somewhat of an intense, often belligerent reaction to a recent and simply stated truth. You cannot be Catholic and be a Democrat. Well, that simple statement made in the context of an exceptional video presented truth. And it was so beautiful. It was like opening the proverbial floodgates. Immediately, incomprehensible thanks flooded in from all over the world. I even have friends in Borneo now. More testimonies of being confirmed in faith, of being brought back to the faith, of wanting to leave and saying, no, I won't go. I'm finally hearing a voice of truth. Thanksgiving by faithful Catholics everywhere who, to quote the most frequent used phrase, were starving for someone to finally speak up and speak the truth. Well, I personally did not see such a reaction from the faithful because, well, maybe I'm naive, but I thought we were all taught the truth, that this literally was a no-brainer of a statement. While preparing for this response, and let us note that roughly 750,000 or more now have taken time to view that short meditation on truth, a short, less than 10-minute video, an exceptional presentation of faith and morals, which is indeed the purview of Holy Mother Church. Well, why was this necessary? Well, St. John Henry Cardinal Newman said, quote, the greatest tragedy in the Catholic Church, he said this 100 years ago, the great tragedy in the Catholic Church is the ignorance of the laity. That's 100 years ago, a century ago. And who could even begin to pretend, to propose to argue that it's not gotten worse? It has gotten worse, all right? And that isn't me talking. The universal complaint, I've heard it so many times I can't count. Oh, the people are so poorly catechized. The Church has just done a poor job catechizing. But of course, then when someone tries, well, then, as we've seen, all hell breaks loose. We've seen the hell in the left-wing cancel culture. In every way, they prove the proposition set forth by the great Archbishop Charles Chaput, who said, evil preaches tolerance until it is dominant. Then it seeks to silence the good. That's our cancel culture. Every rioter, looter, burner, shooter, or participant in the cancel culture is another attempt to establish, through bullying, oppressive, and intolerant socialist attitudes to impose that on us. And we've witnessed a century of their tactics, and we're witnessing it now in the opposition to the video. The video was not divisive. The division already is real. The video only was honestly bringing that elephant into the room. Bring it out into the open. Well, can we do that? Can we speak to moral issues in the public sphere without being silenced under the guise of being, as I put it in that video, too political? Not only can we, as promised by our Constitution and as explicitly supported by President Trump, we must. And for the record, Trey Traynor, head of the FEC, said recently that pastors have a duty to properly form the consciences of their dear families. And that's what I was doing. I hope that's what everybody would do. And more than that, any church specifically could endorse a specific candidate or a specific political party. That's the head of the FEC talking about Trump's executive order. So we absolutely can and should present moral theology in the context of the public sphere. We must do so because, as the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen said, a religion that does not interfere with the secular order will soon discover that the secular order will not refrain from interfering with it. So we have to give a big shout out to the vigorous opposition and thank them for revealing their true colors. Not that we did not already know what they were. I heard again that a left-wing news channel keeps hammering the idea that they're going to try to sic the IRS on me. Memo to the bullies. The video was an independently prepared video. It was not even videoed in a Catholic church, and I was not paid a penny for it. And the Constitution and President Trump, as confirmed by the head of the FEC, protects both my right to do so, protects the faith that requires me to do so. So again, thank you to the left-wing bullies, the cancel culture, for just bringing yourselves into the light of day, not that we didn't already know. Which brings us to another quote from the great Fulton J. Sheen. Christian love bears evil, but it does not tolerate it. It does penance for the sins of others, but it is not broad-minded about sin. The cry for tolerance never induces it to quench its hatred of the evil philosophies that have entered into contest with the truth. It forgives the sinner and it hates the sin. It is unmerciful to the error in his mind. The sinner will always take back into the bosom of the mystical body, but his lie will never be taken into the treasury of his wisdom. Real love involves real hatred. Whoever has lost the power of moral indignation and the urge to drive the buyers and sellers from the temples has also lost a living, fervent love of truth. Charity, then, that word came up in a criticism. Charity, then, is not a mild philosophy of live and let live. It is not a species of sloppy sentiment. Charity is the infusion of the Spirit of God, which makes us love the beautiful and hate the morally ugly. And dear family, that is exactly why the proposition that shepherds of the church must be somehow be like wimps in their language, that somehow we must worry about offending anyone with our manner and our tone, is not now and never has been the be-all end-all of Catholic preaching. So in this time of greatest moral confusion, when what is wrong seems right and what is right seems wrong, let us conclude our meditation with the words of Pope St. Pius X from 100 years ago. Oh, listen closely to the Pope, the saintly Pope. Let the priests take care not to accept from the liberal any ideas which, under the masks of good, pretend to reconcile justice with iniquity. Liberal Catholics are wolves in sheep's clothing. The priest must unveil to the people their perfidious plot and their iniquitous design. You will be called Papist, clerical, retrograde. You'll be called intolerant. But pay no heed to the derision and mockery of the wicked. Have courage. You must never yield, nor is there any need to yield. You must go into the attack wholeheartedly, not in secret, but in public. Not behind barred doors, but in the open, in the view of all. Unless we think Pope St. Pius X is some out-of-date retrograde himself, as if that were even possible. Let us finalize all this with one brilliant one-sentence summation of Cardinal Seurat. Do not deceive people with the word of mercy, because God forgives sins only if we repent of them. So anyone can, however erroneously, complain about my manner and tone or divisiveness in the video. But good luck. Good luck when you get to the gates of heaven, because Cardinal St. John Henry Newman's going to be there. Pope St. Pius X is going to be there. Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen's going to be there. They'll be standing at the gates. And the likes of Cardinal Seurat and Pope Benedict XVI, whom we referenced in that first video, they'll be behind you, or they may even get there before you. and you will get crushed in a sandwich of truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Wow. Wow. And a wow. Father Mert, I mean, you've seen this video before, but give me your thoughts. I mean, as a priest, when you hear some younger priest come out and speak the truth with charity like that, what comes to your mind?
The word wow.
Yeah.
The word wow. Just like you said. What an impact.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. You know, when he was talking,
yes,
it just occurred to me something that I hadn't thought for quite a while. Pope Pius X,
yes,
and Pope Pius XI and Pope Pius XII, all the way through, everyone said, and I remember hearing this and it was preached, mm-hmm, you cannot be a Catholic and a communist or a socialist at the same time.
Yep.
Has that changed?
No.
I'm not aware that somebody said, no, now you can. Well, if you have a political party that is embracing communism and it's calling itself something else, it doesn't really matter. It's communist.
Yep.
They embrace Marxism, they're Marxists. Well, if that hasn't changed, well then why could you belong to that party today? You couldn't.
No, you can't.
Is there something wrong with my reasoning?
No, you got a PhD in common sense, and common sense ain't that common. And Father Jim Altman is really awakening a giant, Father. This has gone to almost 800,000 views.
Yeah.
He's getting, I mean, this is waking up us all. And I think he's inspiring not just other priests, but also us laymen and laywomen to say it's time for us to speak up and call it for what it is, and let's clean our church and get the message of Christ out to as many souls as possible, because time is short. So that's my take of that, man. But Father, one more comment from you. As a priest for the last 40 years, you've seen a lot of this going on, and where things have been under the table. Matter of fact, you've experienced this yourself, where you do something right and you're punished for being orthodox. Okay, I'm sorry, orthodox meaning right teaching.
Yeah.
And then the guy, like another priest who's going to be promoting homosexuality in certain dioceses, is going to be blessed by the bishop. There's something wrong and it needs to be called out. Would you agree?
I would say that there's something intrinsically wrong.
Intrinsically wrong.
Intrinsically wrong, yes.
All right, well, when we come back, Father Murr, I've got Brenda Garcia, a stunt woman in Hollywood who's on fire for the Catholic faith. I've got her show coming out on Friday, but I'm going to give you just a little teaser of her, because I think you're going to want to have your sons and daughters watch this show, because they need to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR, live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse. So you see this beautiful young lady on my side? Her name is Brenda Garcia, and she's a stunt woman in Hollywood. And on Friday, she's going to be my guest to talk about how she's inspiring young people to fall deeper in love with Jesus and his church. And Brenda, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored and privileged.
Well, you've been here for the work of the Holy Angels. We talked a little bit last week about that. But I'm excited because you have a love for Jesus and Mary and the church. It comes all over you. And being in Hollywood, that's kind of like, kind of strange for me to see, because I don't think of Hollywood and On Fire Catholics. So my question is, on Friday when we do this interview, what can mom and dad expect for their young adults? What can you give the young adults that they need today?
Well, I pray that this Friday I'll be able to, you know, have the Lord speak through me and show them why I love Jesus, Mary, and the church so much through my own testimony, my own life experiences, and hopefully some sort of, you know, example for the younger crowds to see, like, hey, you can be young and love Jesus. Like,
Absolutely. It's
not just for our moms and dads or our grandparents. You know, as the culture tells us,
yes.
Oh, I don't want to go to church because that's tradition. It's just my parents passing on a tradition. It's not. It's our life.
And Brenda, I really want in this interview to talk about for where you stand up for your values in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is a real blessing. And you don't do that without having a prayer life.
That's right.
And so I want to also encourage mom and dad to have their sons and daughters to listen. See, I'm an old guy. She's young and beautiful, and she's got a zeal for the faith. Great combination to reach out to your kids. And I really think it's going to be a great interview. Any final thoughts?
Well, you know, I just hope that you guys will be able to join us. It's going to be fun. And, you know, just come with an open heart, receptive, and just hope, you know, for the best for all of us. But definitely hope to see you there on
awesome.
Friday.
Brenda Garcia, I'm looking forward to this Friday. Folks, mark your calendar, the Terry and Jesse Show. And also, don't forget, all of our shows are on podcast. They're on YouTube. They're on Facebook. Young people are into all these social medias. So if they say, well, I don't want to sit, tell them to get their phone out and download the app of the Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
They can watch it on YouTube, right?
They can watch it on YouTube.
Awesome.
Brenda, thanks again for coming in and giving this teaser, and meaning that, folks, you won't be disappointed this Friday. I guarantee it. All right, Brenda.
Come
thanks
Holy
so
Spirit.
Much.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Terry.
God
thank
bless you.
You too.
Father Murr, I'm back with you, brother. I want to also.
I'm here.
Hey, what'd you think of that young lady with her comments about.
Remarkable.
Yeah,
remarkable.
Father. Don't you think the young people need models of young people also, you know, living the faith? That, to me, that's incredibly important.
And we oldsters are getting tired. We need newer oldsters.
That's a good one. I agree.
New worlds.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right. Well, Father, I want to ask you now, we're shifting into gears to this article. Archbishop Vigano hints he believes God will deliver the election to President Trump. But more importantly, this is a LifeSite interview where he kind of outlines all of the challenges and problems we've faced since these terrible 60s. And you've done the same thing. You outlined it in some of your books. And I want to recommend anybody just type in Father Charles Murr and get some of his books he's written. But, Father, my first question is where the Archbishop points to an agreement between Catholic universities, presidents led by Jesuits, in declaring their independence and abandon all authority from the magisterium of the church. And just the thought, in that agreement, it was signed by the disgraced former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Were you around at that time, Father? Are you that old?
Yes, I'm that old.
Tell me what that was all about, though.
I am.
Because you were in college. You were starting college back in the late 60s, right?
I was in college until 1970. Yeah.
Okay. So tell us what was going on there.
Well, look, they had I don't know if your listeners are privy to this, but I think it was 1967, they had the Land of Lakes Conference.
That's right.
And that is, if you want to pinpoint,
that's right,
something, you want to pinpoint a moment, that was it. This was Father Theodore Hesburgh,
that's right,
of Notre Dame University.
Yep.
And they declared, a whole group of academics,
yep,
especially colleges and universities, they declared their independence from the Catholic magisterium. They needed freedom. They needed freedom. They wanted to pursue the scientific method, and so they needed freedom from all religion and from all dogma.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Senator Feinstein?
Oh,
when
yeah.
What did she say when she looked at the woman who was I don't know who she was interviewing. It was a politician, a judge, but mm-hmm. she said, "The dogma's in her."
Yeah, I get
Ooh,
it.
Wow.
I get it.
I said the dogma. I was listening to that. I almost jumped back. I couldn't believe it. That's the hatred.
Yeah, that's how
the
much
hatred that these yeah. people have for Catholic doctrine. It's unbelievable. But what's more unbelievable, Terry,
Tell
is
me.
What you were just talking about in the last segment, and that is that our own church people, our own bishops, our own magisterium
yeah.
is in great part in agreement with this.
Yeah, it's sad.
This is what's not making sense to anyone.
Yeah.
To anyone. And we're getting at a point, and when you talk about the likes of Father Altman and, yeah. and others,
yes.
they're hitting it right on the head. We're getting to the point where this can no longer be ignored. Everyone is lamenting that we don't have catechesis. Our people don't know anything. Well, no kidding. Why don't they know anything? Because it's been programmed, planned that they not know anything.
Yes.
This is not an accident. Not an accident. I refuse to believe that.
I agree with you, Father. Totally. And the more books that I've read over the years, talking about that Lambert thing and all the different 1960s of the 68 revolution, I'm convinced that Archbishop Vigano is just really just telling it like it is. And I use the term, we made our bed, if you know what I mean by that. We've made all these things have happened because we put them in place. And I think of even Notre Dame, and I'm sorry to have to say this about Notre Dame, but one of Dr. Nicolosi's had a show on our network before she moved back east, and she went for a job interview, and that was something that they would not hire her unless she was for homosexuality, because all of the people who she was being interviewed were homosexuals. Active homosexuals. And they said, the church has got to change. And she said, excuse me? And she basically, if people want to look it up, that whole show was on our podcast under Dr. Nicolosi's show on Virgin Most Powerful. But here's the point, Father. This is the very thing that irritated you. I remember when you told me as a young guy that you were being taught, I think by a Jesuit, in a college, and he was misrepresenting the Catholic Church teachings, and you had an interesting response. Can you share that with us?
Oh, which one?
The one that where you said, I want to be a priest.
Which time?
Oh, yeah, which time, really. Sorry. Yeah.
Which one? Which time? Because I've had many of them.
Yeah, I know you did. But the one I'm talking about is where it irritated you to say, he's going to knock that off because I'm going to, go ahead, tell us what happened.
Well, I don't know which time you're
talking. Well, the time you said you wanted to be, you said, I'm going to become, that motivated you to become a priest when you were seeing liberalism at its core. And you said, I want to stop that. And one of your responses you gave us
on
the radio
is,
hey, if I'm a priest, I can correct that by my preaching.
Exactly. And I really believed that until we got into the practice, the praxis.
Well, you
No, you can't. It's amazing.
Well,
amazing.
Well, Father,
I'll tell you something. One more observation.
Tell me.
You're talking about Digano,
yeah.
who I think is my respects to this man.
Of
I think
course.
He's one of the greatest things to happen to the church in decades.
Yes.
When he actually said something that I've believed, but was, I've said it, but not so loudly because it's not so popular.
Right.
I really believe it's not that the sexual revolution changed the Catholic Church. I've always looked at it with Vatican II,
mm-hmm.
that the church, by giving up its own stand, protecting the truth, helped the sexual revolution happen.
Yep.
And fomented it.
Yep.
This is what Vigano is saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get it. Yeah, that was his analysis.
If you remember the Catholic Church was so hated by Marxism and communism.
Right.
Hated. They were enemy number one was the Catholic Church.
Yep.
All of a sudden we're the allies sending Marxist Catholic priests and nuns down to Nicaragua and Guatemala and into South America and into Africa.
Liberation theology.
Incredible.
Yep. Remember what Fulton Sheen said at the first segment. If I were not a Catholic and were looking for a true church in the world today, I would look for the one church which did not get along well with the world. In other words, I would look for the church which is hated by the world. And you know what? The challenge is that we've got to remember, and this is what Archbishop Vigano said, Father. He said that we've lost our trust in the words of Jesus Christ and put our trust in men. And that he nailed it as far as I can see. Are you with me on that, or did he nail it?
Absolutely. 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 But what we never considered
yeah.
in our formation and in our young years as priests and religious,
mm-hmm.
what we never considered was that we were really going to be standing in an opposition to the members, to the hierarchy of our own church, trying to be Catholic.
Yeah. Father, it's crazy. And I say this because I love yeah. our church, and I love it so much that there's no other place to go, but we need to purify it. It's just like a cancer. It needs to be operated on. And I think that what Fulton Sheen said years ago when he said, who's going to save the church? The priests, bishops? No! He said the laity is going to save the church. And I happen to agree with him on that, Father. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk more about Archbishop Vigano's letter regarding the letter that he just wrote about a week ago, because he really is exposing cancer in the church, and he's trying to, you know, show it so that we can have an operation and clean up our mess in the church. And I think that's a good thing. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, I'd be a billionaire. Don't turn that dial. We're going to inspire you deeper to fall in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church.
Sirach 11:24 says, "Do not say, 'I am self-sufficient. What harm can come to me now?'" According to St. Catherine of Siena, presumption is like vermin burrowing at the root of the tree of our soul. If we do not uproot it with great care and humility, it will eventually destroy the soul. May God keep us from all presumption of mind and heart, and realize that we depend on Him for everything.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Actually, Terry Barber here. Jesse's out for the week, and I'm excited. I've got Father Charles Murr, very knowledgeable Catholic priest. He's been a priest for over 40 years, and we're talking about Archbishop Vigano's letter. And Father Murr, this to me says it all. When I just saw a Pew Research that said 78% of Catholic Democrats approve for legal abortion. Now, we haven't done a very good job to have 78% of the Catholics as Democrats to believe that legalized abortion is morally acceptable. That's an indictment on our church. But here's what Archbishop Vigano said about the current situation in the Catholic candidates for the Democratic Party. He says they clearly do not hold the magisterium of the church. What should a true Catholic politician be like? And his answer, Father, then I want your comment. He says, to be Catholic, one must not only be baptized, but must live in a manner consistent with the faith he has received at the sacred font. Faith goes hand in hand with good works, as sacred scripture teaches us, without putting into practice or in having becoming children of God through the incorporation into the mystical body. So he talks about, you are my friends if you do what I command you, John 15:14, friendship with God. So Father Murr, when you have, are those people really Catholic? Because I personally think that they're baptized, but they go so much against what Catholic Church teachings. I really question, like Archbishop Vigano says, you must live also in the manner consistent with the faith to be considered a Catholic. What's your take?
Of course, of course. Was it about 10, 15 years ago, the first time I heard the expression, so-and-so is a rhino?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I said, a rhino? Yeah. I said, what do you mean a rhino?
You mean a rhinoceros?
I thought they were talking about his weight.
Oh.
a Republican in name only,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, we have chinos also, Catholics in name only.
Yes.
That's it. They were baptized. They think. They don't know. They're not sure. Nobody practices anything. But if you'd ask them what religion, if they had to put something down on a form, they'd put down Catholic. That's not Catholic. That's an insult.
Yep.
That's an insult. But when we have...
Tell me.
Excuse me for saying this. Pardon me for saying this. But when we have not just lay people, not just politicians. Politicians, I've been around politicians all my life. I've heard what they say. I know how they twist the truth. I know how they lie. And we all do. We all do. We all understand this. When we have our bishops and our clergy mm-hmm. telling us the very same things,
yeah.
This is absolutely outrageous. It is unacceptable. If Christ were here, that whip would be in his hand again.
Yeah.
To overturn the money changers,
yeah.
he would start with that group of people. Outrageous! This is what bothers so many Catholics.
Yeah.
This is what bothers. It's not that we're the minority, and it's not that people think that there's something wrong with us because we believe in the sanctity of life. That's not it. or that we're mocked. That's not it. It's that our own hierarchy, to a great degree, agrees with what is obviously anti-Catholic and wrong.
Well, this is
what hurts.
Yeah, Father Murph, Archbishop Vigano says this, and before I say what he says, we have 110 million people in America with STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. We spend $16 billion a year trying to help these folks with their health. And Archbishop Vigano says that this, and this is tying it into it. He says, the problem for over 70 years is this, that the clergy, Catholic clergy, and particularly the hierarchy, have suffered from the sense of inferiority that places them below the world. They feel inferior. They consider Christ's teachings to be inadequate. What? Clumsy. Try to adopt it to the secular mentality. What? Yep, for 70 years, he says, they're afraid of appearing outdated, not in step with the times, even centuries late, as another industrious Jesuit said. Now, Father Murr, I think he's spot on. What's your take on that?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Look, if you look at so many of the... Now, I'm going to confess my own hypocrisy.
Okay.
And it's going to sound like pride, too, and I don't mean it to, all right? But I have some higher degrees, okay?
I know you do.
I was blessed to study, all right? But the point is this. There was something in me that said, I need these degrees so that the world will listen to me more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I've got news for you. And anybody who's listening to me, especially younger priests, the world isn't going to, it doesn't matter what degree you've got.
Exactly.
It doesn't, you could have 15 doctorates. It doesn't matter. If your message is of Christ, the world will hate you.
Amen.
Hate your message, and that's it.
Yep.
Well, we have to get this through our heads. We don't have to impress the world with the razzmatazz and our knowledge and our brilliance.
Right.
That's not the message. Vigano is absolutely spot on.
Yeah.
And you know, what was the number of sexual trans sexually
100,
transmitted
110
diseases?
One out of three people in America are walking around with sexually transmitted diseases, and we spend over $16 billion with a B a year taking care of people who have been living, you know, this kind of lifestyle. We're out of control.
Hi, Terry.
Yeah.
I don't live under a rock.
Yeah.
I kind of know what's happening around.
Sure.
This is the first time I've heard either one of those statistics.
Well, you're kidding. Well, I've been telling those statistics for 2 years. Those are 2-year-old statistics, and I mentioned that because I want to shock
people.
I don't hear
it on the television, on the radio, on the news, nothing.
And you see, Father, that's the benefits of the sexual revolution. But I joke and I tell people I have the solution. It's called the Catholic Church teachings on marriage: one man, one woman for life.
That's it.
Simple. Huh? It doesn't get any simpler. I know I'm being a little facetious, but I mean, I'm dead serious about
it. I've talked to a lot of married couples, and it seems to work.
I can attest to it. Through the grace of God, I've had one woman, and I tell everybody this fact. I said, you know what? You're so much happier when you're living a monogamous marriage because there's no... playing around, you've committed to her. You're committed. You're getting your spouse is your ticket to get to heaven because your daily duty is to serve her, and she serves you. You serve the family. I mean, you know what, Father? I don't need a PhD in anything except common sense. And common sense ain't that common. The Catholic Church has been promoting what John Paul II said in his letter 1994 to the families: the way the family goes is the way the culture goes. You know what? It's not that complicated.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yep.
But you know, there's something else too.
Let me
tag something else onto that.
Yes.
You know me well enough.
I do.
We've been friends for years.
Yep.
I consider myself a pretty happy fellow.
You are.
I really do. I get along with people. I love jokes. I love good humor.
Yep.
Blah, 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 and on. And I don't know. People talk to me about depression. I don't know what that is.
I know.
All right. So, I mean, I believe them,
yeah,
but I don't know what it is. I don't experience it. I look at so many people who are absolutely living the philosophy of the world, who have multiple sex partners, who have this, who have that, who are in this lifestyle, that lifestyle, on drugs, off drugs for 2 months. The whole nonsense. They're not happy.
No, it's true.
I don't see a smile on their faces.
You're right.
They're not happy. I think, why would you go through life being unhappy and doing everything you can to continue being unhappy?
Yeah.
What? I don't get it.
I don't either.
Don't get it.
Father Murr, let me just bring Brenda Garcia back into this conversation. She's still here. Mr. Engineer, can you put her mic hot again? Brenda, have you experienced that in Hollywood, where you've met people who seem to be having it all? They're famous people, but they seem to be unhappy.
Absolutely. It's an everyday thing that you see in Hollywood. It's people trying to fill their emptiness with things and people rather than God.
Wow. So, Father Murr, that's confirming what you just said. You know, here are people who are movie stars that are, you know, supposedly the most famous people are A-list people, and they're having all kinds of issues. Because the only solution to life is to know God, to know Jesus Christ and His bride, the church. And, you know, Father, when you say about depression, I understand people sometimes have chemical imbalances where I'm like you. I'm always fired up. I hate to tell people, that, well, are you always this way? Yeah, most of the time I'm just a happy-go-lucky guy because I've met Jesus. I know that life is short.
And listening audience, believe me, it's true. He is.
Yeah. Anyhow, I just want to leave you on this, Father Murr, for an action item for the show. What action item would you say Archbishop Vigano is giving us as lay people? Because 99% of the people listening to this show, is it really a universal call to holiness? Well, what is it actually is he asking us to do as lay people?
You know what I think he's doing?
Tell me. First and foremost,
wake up.
Yeah. It's a wake-up call.
Wake up. Just wake up. Mm-hmm. What you've been—I'll tell you when I've been following Vigano for the last couple of years.
Yes,
he actually says he writes, but he's proclaiming what so many of us have known secretly, but we don't dare say it because
that's right.
We're afraid of repercussions.
Well said.
This man is actually coming out and saying it.
Yeah.
So the first thing I think is wake up to reality. Look at what is actually happening. Don't be afraid of what's real. Yeah. Look at it. And he's actually pronouncing. You know what he's saying?
Tell me.
He's that little kid. He's that little kid in the parade that says, look, the emperor, no clothes.
Right. Well said. And
remember the emperor's
home? I do. That's a good analogy. That's exactly what's going on.
He's the one who's announcing it from the crowd. There, look, there's nothing there.
Folks, Father Murr, thanks for joining us. I want to talk to you after this show. I want to get you on another show here. Hey, folks, Our Lady of Fatima said that souls are going to hell because of sins of the flesh. And she also said that souls are going to hell because no one's there to pray and make sacrifices for them. Would you make those sacrifices? Get your rosary out every day. Pray get the confession at least once a month. Eucharistic adoration. Read your Bible, and a little bit of fasting goes a long way when it comes to our Catholic faith. And Father Murr, what state should we be living in?
State of grace.
Amen. That's right. And I want to thank you, Father Murr, for taking the time to join us here on the Terry and Jesse Show, filling in for Jesse Romero. May God richly bless you and your family. And again, we always love to say full sheen ahead, because I think someday Archbishop Sheen will be saying Saint Fulton J. Sheen, and I hope I'm alive to see it. May God bless you and your family. Up next, got another great show with Dr. Ed Mazza, The Bar of History, on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God love you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.